Republican Senator Steve Daines is encouraging Montanans to get a COVID-19 vaccine when doses become available. This follows federal officials' emergency use authorization of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for persons aged 16 years and older. 10 Montana hospitals received their first shipments of the vaccine this week. MTPR's Corin Cates-Carney spoke with Senator Daines about his participation in the Pfizer vaccine trial and the vaccine's rollout.
Senator, why did you enroll in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial?
Well, I found out about it from my mom. My parents are in Bozeman. My mom's 78, my dad's 81. And sometime in early August, my mom gave me a call and said, hey, Pfizer is going to be doing one of their trials for their COVID vaccine in Bozeman. And we found out that Pfizer had numerous trial sites around the country, and Montana was considered a hot spot for COVID, and Bozeman in particular. I wanted to see the science. And when I graduated from Montana State back in 1984, I graduated in chemical engineering. My first job out of college was with Procter & Gamble. I used to be involved in launching FDA-regulated products. And I used that background back in March of this year when we put together that large COVID care package to secure $10 billion of funding that would allow us to produce and order the materials for the vaccine. And by doing so, we'll have these vaccines ready to go now instead of would have been probably in the May-June timeframe.
And it could still be several months before vaccines that receive emergency use authorization become widely available to the general public. First, they're going to healthcare workers, long-term care facility residents. And a point just for clarity, you participated in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial. That was a blind trial, but I understand you tested for antibodies after receiving two doses.
Correct.
Senator, when vaccines are available, do you encourage people to get one?
I do. The science tells us with the Pfizer vaccine, it's 95% effective, and it won't be mandatory. But I want to encourage Montanans when they are able to take the vaccine to do it, because that's how we're going to end the pandemic. You look at the history of pandemics. Think about polio. It was when Dr. Salk announced in 1953 on the radio that they had a vaccine. The American people cheered, and that's how we put an end to polio. A vaccine is how we're going to put an end to COVID-19.
A recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that an increasing share of the public say they'd be willing to get a vaccine. Among the top of the list of demographic groups that are most likely to be hesitant to receive a COVID-19 vaccine are Republicans. What do you say to Montanans and your constituents who are skeptical of these vaccines?
Well, I think the more the information gets out and the more information that will be showing that the vaccine is effective and it's safe, the greater the adoption rate will be.
Vaccines offer us a path out of the pandemic, but for the general public, not for months longer, when they become more widely available. For now, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says mask wearing, social distancing can help slow the spread of COVID-19. As we wait for these vaccines, what do you say to people who are still not following other public health guidance? Notably, Montana has lawmakers gathering en masse in our state capitol for the upcoming legislative session.
Well, I encourage Montanans to be respectful of their neighbors, the family members, and to do all they can here to keep our family members and our neighbors safe. So where it makes sense, just using, I call it good old Montana common sense, to wear a mask. Bottom line is we're seeing our ICU facilities across Montana at near capacity. Our healthcare workers are risking their own lives every day for us, taking care of Montanans who have COVID-19. That's why it's so important that we get those healthcare workers with the vaccine first, because not only do we have a capacity issue in terms of just beds in Montana, but we have a capacity issue in terms of personnel. And that's why the CDC has prioritized healthcare workers. We'll need to get to first responders. We need to get to our senior citizens, because that's the demographic of our population now. They're at the greatest risk.
In the coming months, those same public health officials who have been recommending masks will also be recommending COVID-19 vaccines. What needs to happen to create more buy-in, trust in that guidance in our health systems that have been somewhat eroded over the past year? And what part do politicians like yourself play in that?
Well, I want to keep continuing to tell the story, my own personal story of my experience with a vaccine. I took that vaccine in the early stages of the trial before the science was completely available here that shows how safe and effective it is. There are absolutely no shortcuts being taken. The data and the science, I think, will be very compelling to show the American people that we have a safe and effective vaccine. And keep in mind, look at the history of pandemics. The way you stop a pandemic is through a safe and effective vaccine.
Senator, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, bye-bye.
This is MTPR.